All right. Hello, everyone. It's been a long time. I think my last recording was somewhere in May. I completely fell off everything. Started getting back onto certain things. Welcome to Howling at the World. And yeah, it's been a long time for everyone. Long time for me. But I'm gonna try to get back into this every week, like I originally planned on. I got some extra time on my hands now, and I'm gonna see where that goes. Geez, I don't know what I really want to talk about today. I had a list, and I just kind of tossed it. Recently got back. Okay, I know where I'm gonna go. Recently got back onto Tinder and Bumble and all that fun stuff, and that's cool. And been doing a little swiping, a little swipe right, swipe left. You know what I don't get about these stupid little dating sites where you swipe right, swipe left? I mean, now everyone is beautiful in their own way. Don't get me wrong when I say this, but I could swipe right on everybody, even the ugliest people in my opinion, and they still don't swipe right for me. And I understand I'm probably might not be their cup of tea, but I think I'm a decent looking guy. But so I call bullshit. Yes, I call bullshit on these stupid little sites. excuse me. I don't believe it. And then the only people that you get to match with you, it's funny because it's the people you know, because you swipe right as a joke, and they swipe right as a joke, and you match. And you two, you laugh about it, and ha. But honestly, does anybody find anyone on these things? Besides just hooking up? Like, honestly, I knew somebody, but I don't think that went well. I think they ended up breaking up. I don't know if it was because of this bullshit going on in the world today or not, but so Tinder and Bumble, I call bullshit. You're just a bunch of bullshit to waste people's time in this world. And that's what it is a waste of time in my eyes. Let's see. Anything new happening in my life? Can't beat this video game. Well, a section of this video game, involving Star Wars. It's the Jedi Order. It's a pretty damn good game, but apparently the guy I'm stuck on is one of the hardest guys to beat. And of course, I'm not like a pansy and I play it on harder levels than normal, and I'm even thinking about going back down to normal just to beat this guy. And I'm gonna hop around like I usually do in like my previous podcast recording, because I just feel like it's better to just go. I mean, it helps to have a plan and you just go with it. And my podcast, they're not gonna be that long, 'cause honestly, who the hell wants to sit down for an hour and listen to some guy ramble on? I don't. I sure as hell don't. So at the most I might rant for like 30 minutes, but no one's gonna listen to 30 minutes. They might give me the 15. I'd go 15. I'll listen to something for 15, 20 minutes maybe. But yeah, on the video game thing, I jumped back on Call of Duty Warzone. No one was on. I just kind of played around with the solo. And it's funny, we have this one chat. Group chat on my messenger, and it's all of us that play in this our little group on COD. And We send some funny shit to each other back and forth, and that's our way of letting each other know that we're gonna get back on, so we all can stay in touch. And our one buddy gave us all new nicknames in the chat. And like I said in my first podcast, I want to be an actor. And well, I got to start pushing more towards that. And me and him were talking, and he enjoyed the podcast. My boy, and he lives down in Florida, and he nicknamed me Martin Clooney in the thing. And I like George Clooney, but hopefully I can be more like a Heath Ledger, like a mix of like Heath Ledger, Johnny Depp, and a few other actors that I like and I would like to portray, and maybe redo some of the roles that they did, and that'd be interesting. And then we there's other like the best teammate, my cuz, and then we have Cabas here, our goofy friend, Dave. The list goes on with funny things. And Cab's here, and that's only because Dave used to drive a cab for his father. And yeah, he never was on time, so there we go for that one. But that's all thanks to Mikey. He gave us all the nicknames and everything. So shout out to you, Mikey. I thought you'd like that because I know you'll listen to this once I tell you I put it out. And shit, what else can I talk about with you guys? I had something run through my mind and now I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. Maybe I'll just stop here. And just say screw it. But no, I won't. I want to tell you a story. 'Cause I live out, I wouldn't say upstate New York, but like we're 30 minutes from Albany, where I live at. And my one buddy I used to work with, he was on his way to another mutual friend of ours, and he's known him longer, but we're all friends, so fuck it. And he was driving, and we have wooded areas and everything. You gotta, even in our city, you have to worry about deer running across the roadways. So he's on his way and he's driving and he's like, he's almost there. He's like thinking to himself, he's like, I don't let there be any deer. Don't let anything run out in front of me. No deer, no deer, no deer. He said he took the turn, right before you're about to start, maybe 500 feet from our buddy's driveway. And he goes, wouldn't you know? It wasn't a deer, a fucking horse jumps out in front of him. I guess a horse had gotten loose from one of the stables and he's just running down the middle of the street. This is right before the snow came, he was telling me. And so instead of having to worry about a horse, I mean a deer, a fucking horse jumps out in front of him and just standing there, wouldn't get out of the way. Eventually did move because he got around it, or he's not telling me the truth and he hit that damn thing. And well, God rest that horse. And but I don't think he did, the car's still intact, so I thought you guys might like that. Crazy shit in this world. I don't know. Just I've various opinions on various things of it. Like even if you do wear a mask, you're still gonna, I mean it stops the reduction, but you still have a chance of getting this COVID that they say that I believe was made here and released here in October of 2019. And they couldn't control it, and then they blame China. But that's just one of my conspiracies that I'll touch on maybe at one point, maybe after they figure more shit out about this. But that's just a small opinion from me on that matter. People, look, I get it. you want to be safe, but you don't, if you're just out walking, I don't feel like you have to wear your mask while you walk. Like, what are you doing? I've seen people driving in the car by themselves with their mask on. I think you're safe. You're not around anyone unless you don't trust the oxygen and air quality in the our world. And if that, with the walking thing, like if you see someone coming, you can easily move over, distance yourself as you're walking your dog, I just, there's some states that are pushing it more than others, with the eating in and everything. I understand that part, but I don't understand when you walk in to go sit at a table, you literally get in and you sit down, and a lot of places you have to have reservations now. I don't know. I'm not gonna get too much into that. 'Cause I don't know, maybe a lot of people like hearing about that, me rant about the bullshit, but maybe they won't, maybe they'll stop. But that's the beauty about how my podcasts are gonna be. They're gonna be short and sweet, and I'm just gonna hit a few subjects and everything. Let's see, where can I bounce to now? Oh, movies. Yeah, I've, like I said, an actor and everything, want to be one. So I love movies. Just bought a few that I probably have had for 2 weeks and I haven't even opened them. Like, I have so many movies that if you look and you go through my collection, I haven't opened. And part of that reason is they didn't get open because I didn't get to them. Or the main reason, I watched it on one of my streaming sites and, yeah, just got added to a pile that more movies got piled onto, and boom. That's how it happens. But I did watch, a big Batman fan. I watched Batman Death in the Family, which is interactive animated movie for Batman. And it was, I loved it, and I still have to put it back in and do some more choices of it, but I am definitely gonna do it, and I'm gonna figure out every which way, and I'm gonna actually write it down, like, oh, what I do this time, what I do that time, and yeah, nope, hopefully I'm not boring you. Horror, definitely. Definitely one of my favorite genres. Comedy, of course, because who doesn't like to laugh? If you don't like to laugh, well, I say go get a fucking life, because laughter keeps you healthy. It keeps you living longer, in my opinion. Without comedy, without comedians and this and that, everyone would be a miserable bitch or prick. Plain and simple. Hopefully that doesn't get me banned on, it'll probably get me an MA mature rating for my podcast, but who gives a shit? That's what I'm here for, just to be real. And I don't know. Next one, either the what's today? Today is shit. I don't even know what today is. It's Wednesday. So hopefully sometime before Wednesday I'll have another podcast out, and I'll have a better format for it. I'll try to find that piece of paper I threw where I was going to talk about certain things, but it doesn't even matter to me. I just want to be real with whoever's going to listen to me. And if you come back and listen the next week, you come back and listen the next week. You're not gonna hurt my fucking feelings. And yeah. Once again, shout out to my COD clan, with my cousin and everyone that I live around with, except for Mikey, who has to live down in Florida, who's probably having more fun than us up here. But yeah. I think that's it for this week, and I hopefully get to hear from everyone again. All right, so this is Martin out howling at the world. Ow!